This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of TKA patellar prosthesis loosening from the Recon section on OrthoBullets.com. Let's start this episode with a quick summary. TKA patellar prosthesis loosening is a complication following TKA that is more common with metal back patellar components. Diagnosis is made with plain radiographs of the knee. Treatment is generally revision arthroplasty of the patellar component. Now, let's get into the episode. Starting with epidemiology, the incidence of TKA patellar prosthesis loosening is 0.6 to 5% of cases and is more common with metal back patella. Moving on to etiology, the cause of TKA patellar prosthesis loosening can be subclinical infection, as well as maltracking or overstuffing, which leads to high shear. Risk factors include obesity, lateral release, joint line elevation, postoperative flexion of greater than 100 degrees, poor bone stock, asymmetric patellar resection, inadequate implant fixation, secondary to small pegs, and secondary osteonecrosis as well as osteolysis. As far as the presentation of TKA patellar prosthesis loosening, symptoms can include persistent knee pain. Moving on to imaging, recommended views on radiographs include a lateral and tangential views. Findings can include loss of radiolucent space in the patellofemoral joint with contact between the patellar bone and femoral component, which is seen on the lateral view. Other findings can include a dissociated patellar component. Specifically, the patellar component can be adjacent/superficial to the patella, and this is seen on lateral and tangential views. Another potential finding is thinning of the polyethylene, which is seen on the tangential view. Treatment of TKA patellar prosthesis loosening is always operative, specifically revision of the patellar component, and if revision fails, resection of the patellar component completely. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's do one flashcard to test your recall. What type of patellar prosthesis is at risk for loosening? The answer is metal back patella. So again, the incidence of TKA patellar prosthesis loosening is 0.6 to 5% of cases and is more common with metal back patella. Okay, now let's do a multiple choice question to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic might be tested. An 86-year-old man complains of knee pain and swelling 10 years after total knee arthroplasty. On examination, he has no fever and his knee is neither red nor warm. There is pain with active and passive knee flexion, but no extensor lag is appreciated. As far as the clinical appearance of his knee, there is a subcutaneous prominence with associated fluid collection. The component can be pinched between the examiner's fingers with the edge readily visible. An immediate postoperative radiograph taken 10 years ago shows an intact patellar component on the lateral view suggested by the radiolucent space in the patellofemoral joint. A current radiograph shows the patellar component superficial to the patella and the collapse of the radiolucent space in the patellofemoral joint with patella bone femoral component contact. Knee aspiration reveals yellow and slightly cloudy synovial fluid with 700 white blood cells per cubic millimeter with 55% neutrophils. What is the most likely diagnosis? And the choices are 1. Infection, 2. Extensor mechanism rupture, 3. Fracture, 4. Implant loosening, and 5. Patellofemoral overstuffing. The correct answer to this question is 4, implant loosening. So this patient has patellar component loosening with a migration of the patellar component to a subcutaneous position via a capsular defect. To quickly go over the incorrect answers, answer 1, infection is incorrect as the clinical presentation and arthrocentesis results do not suggest infection. Answer 2, extensor mechanism rupture is incorrect as the patient does not have an extensor mechanism rupture given the lack of extensor lag on physical examination. Answer 3, fracture is incorrect as there are no signs of periprosthetic fracture. Occult fractures would likely yield a hemarthrosis on aspiration. Finally, answer 5, patellofemoral overstuffing is incorrect, as while overstuffing is a possible cause for loosening and dislocation, secondary to increased patellofemoral joint reaction force leading to high shear at high flexion angles, the main diagnosis is loosening of the patella component. To quickly review, patellar resurfacing during TKA remains a subject of debate. The rate of patellar component loosening has been reported in 0.6 to 4.8% of cases. The proposed mechanisms of loosening include maltracking from malalignment or overstuffing the patellofemoral joint, leading to high shear or subclinical infection. Other risks include metal back patella, obesity, lateral release, joint line elevation, postoperative flexion of greater than 100 degrees, poor bone stock, asymmetric patellar resection, inadequate implant fixation from small pegs, secondary osteonecrosis, and osteolysis. Schroer et al. Assessed the etiology of TKA revision in 6 arthroplasty centers retrospectively. They determined that aseptic loosening in 31% of cases was the most common cause of failure, with instability making up 19% of cases, infection making up 16% of cases, polyethylene wear making up 10% of cases, arthrofibrosis making up 7% of cases, and malalignment also making up 7% of cases. The mean time to failure was 6 years. Polyethylene wear is less common because of improved implant design and sterilization techniques. Pilling et al. Performed a meta-analysis on patellar resurfacing during 3,465 knee replacements in 16 randomized control trials. There were no differences in infection rates and operative time. They concluded that postoperative satisfaction and anterior knee pain rates in both resurfaced and non-resurfaced groups were not different, but the non-resurfaced groups had more additional surgical procedures. Jacobs et al. Report on a case of recurrent patellar component loosening with no apparent cause. There was no maltracking, bone necrosis, or tilting preoperatively. They eventually removed the patellar button. That's all for this review about TKA patellar prosthesis loosening. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website or mobile app while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Also, if you aren't already, be sure to follow OrthoBullets on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube for daily high-yield content. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the OrthoBullets podcast.